I'd invite you to turn with me a moment as we look at a little parable of Jesus told in the Gospel of Luke. It's also recorded in Matthew and in Mark as well, a sort of version of this. But this morning we look at Luke chapter 13 and verses 6 through 9. I'm reading now from the English Standard Version. I'm not sure why, but the New International kind of softened up one of the words. And I think you ought to hear it as it actually is, at least translated from English, from the Greek, into English, from the Greek. So, in verse 6, Jesus told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, "Look, for 3 years now, I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" And he answered him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put on manure. Then, if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." So here ends the reading of God's holy word for us this morning. Thanks be to God. Now is the season to bear fruit. That's my thought of the essence of this parable for us today. We have some fruit trees in our backyard in a place that eventually I guess we'll hope to retire to out in Halifax. Two apple trees we planted, two plums, one peach, an enormous pear tree that's the previous owner had planted, so high I really have to let rot the peaches that are on them. And for some reason, the pears, they're the best of the pears, those that are out of reach. We have two pawpaw trees. Anybody here pawpaws? Those are one of the only native to America fruit trees. They are sort of like, I understand, this pawpaw tree is, I'm thinking, kind of like this fig tree. These pawpaws, my grandchildren call me pawpaw. And so they were given to us by our daughter and her husband as on one of the Father's Day. Their fruit is supposed to taste sort of like, I understand, a combination of banana and mango. Nothing has come out of these pawpaw trees yet. Of course, I'm not expecting anything from the one. It was when we planted it, that very season, a buck knocked it down completely to the ground. And I just about gave up on it altogether, and I was mowing around it, and I saw one day there was a sprout coming out of the ground that didn't look like the grass. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to mow and see what happens around it. And sure enough, that pawpaw tree came back, and I caged it so that it would be protected from me mowing around it and forgetting where it was. It grew and grew, and it was all above, I mean, it got to be this high and was way above the cage. And wouldn't you know it, that fall, another buck knocked it completely down to the height of that cage. I'm telling you, I got a doe tag and a buck tag ready for this season. The fig tree that Jesus planted, or that Jesus was talking about here. For 3 years, the person in this story had come looking for fruit from it. For centuries, vines, vineyards, and figs, fig trees, have been used as symbols of Israel. I mean, Jeremiah in 8:13, for instance, says, "I will gather their harvest, declares the Lord, but there will be no grapes on the vine and no figs on the trees. Their leaves will wither. Everything I gave them will be taken away." Speaking, Jeremiah is, the Lord is through Jeremiah, of the nation of Israel. This story Jesus told is a warning then to those, the Jews around him, the Israel, people of Israel, who were had been given a chance. The years, the 3 years that Jesus mentions in this story, some think they may be symbolic, in fact, of the law, the prophets, and the writings, the three divisions of the Old Testament that the Jews had. However, and it may be more likely even that they're just a part of the story, but they had been given time as the basic part. They had been given time, and they were going to be given one more chance at it, to see Jesus himself. But may we also not see ourselves in this story. May it not be also a warning for ourselves. You know, right before this, Jesus had told those who were asking about the Galileans who were slaughtered by Pilate. And he asked, were they greater sinners than the rest of us? He asked about those who were the 18 of the Tower of Siloam, which fell upon them and killed them. He asked, were they greater sinners? To each he said, no. No, the thing is, while you have time, repent, for the kingdom of God is coming. He is coming. And likewise with the fig tree. We have one more year. Manure is being spread upon the roots. It's being fertilized. We've been fertilized by the Word. We've seen the cross. Shall we repent then also? Shall we not repent then also? And moreover, shall we not bear fruit that's worthy of the kingdom? Paul says to the Colossians, bear with each other, forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. You know, as we take in new members, I think one of the essences of the church, personally, is that it's a place where we can find forgiveness. Above all, we all have been forgiven. And so we all should know that that grace of forgiveness should be extended to others. The newest among us in particular. For they are following as they have been given the light to follow. The same Lord Jesus as we all. New members are a blessing to this church, to every church. This year I've happily been given the chance to report to the superintendent that we'll have 15 members coming into the church this year. When he saw that in my report, he said to me, that's an entire church that I've been appointing pastors to. At first, I was like, no, we have more than 15 people. I misunderstood what he was saying. But he said to me, no, I mean, I've been appointing pastors to churches of 15. Shouldn't we celebrate together as we come downstairs? Celebrate this church. Celebrate these new members. Some we've seen here for a while, actually. I've been waiting to take in new members, just trying to see what's going to happen with this lawsuit about the separation of the church from the denomination. You know, it's important for a church to be faithful to Scripture, above all, faithful to the Lord, as revealed in Scripture, above all. But as a church this morning, let's celebrate that Jesus is tending the vineyard. And in that vineyard, the fig tree planted within it, we have yet time. The vine dresser is tending the tree. Is digging around us, placing manure upon us, so that we might bear fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. Heavenly Father, we pray that together, all together, the new among us and the old, might grow in grace and peace. Amen.